You're listening to SBS News.
More than 68% of people experiencing family and domestic violence are in paid work. However, many can't leave violent situations without risking joblessness, financial stress, homelessness, and poverty, leaving workers having to choose between their safety and their livelihood.
Employment Minister Tony Burke introduced a bill in Parliament to legislate 10 days of paid domestic violence leave. If passed, it'll allow 11 million eligible workers, including casuals, to access leave to escape family violence situations. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese also highlighted a lack of support available for victims who do escape.
It is a stain on our national soul that we have so much family and domestic violence. The truth is that tonight, like every other night, women and children will be turned away from a shelter because there's simply no room.
The scheme is set to begin in February next year, but small businesses will get an extra 6 months to adjust. Business Council of Australia Chief Executive Jennifer Westacott says small businesses will need time and resources.
We've been a strong advocate for domestic violence leave. Many of the large companies have led the way here and have been doing it. Obviously, there are some transition issues, implementation issues, particularly for small business. But, you know, this is really important to give victims of domestic violence an opportunity to get their lives together.
Advocates are emphasising the risk Indigenous women and children face in these situations. Julie Perkins is a First Nations woman in the Australian Services Union.
Domestic and family violence has no barriers when it comes to income and status. But I think we all know, and I think we can all accept, that the more vulnerable people in our society often suffer more.
Many hope this move will help some people retain more stable employment. Also just released are updates from the Close the Gap strategy, showing the country is still failing to meet three quarters of those targets. Indigenous Affairs Minister Linda Burney says her government is totally committed to closing the gap.
To see that only four of the 17 targets are on track is very disappointing, but also provides us with a challenge. What I am really happy about is to see that baby birth weights are on track. I think that's really important. But equally devastating is the incarceration rates that are getting worse.
But a primary focus for the government remains the cost of living, following news of higher inflation rates on Wednesday. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has revealed a clearer picture of the economic situation with a revised Treasury forecast.
When you've got rising interest rates, when you've got dramatically slowing global growth, that will obviously have implications for our economy here at home, and that will flow through to implications for our budget as well. There's no use pretending otherwise. I think for too long, Australians have had governments which have tiptoed around the bad news and tried to sugarcoat things, and that's not our style.
Australia's inflation rate rose from 5.1% to 6.1%. And while the Reserve Bank has anticipated inflation would hit up to 7% by the end of the year, that expectation has now increased to 7.75%. Economist Chris Richardson says it's not good news for households or the nation.
There's a lot of bad news, especially for families. Basically, prices are going much faster than wages, and it stays around for a while. The cut to our spending power, really, really large, and it's happening at the same time as interest rates are going up, and that combination says the economy's growth will be weaker.
That disparity, where wages won't grow to match inflation, means in effect workers will face a wage cut. Opposition Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor says the government needs to take more immediate action.
Around the world, we've seen this building real momentum, and we need to see a response from Labor. I mean, instead, we're getting a picture. We don't need a picture from the Treasurer. We need a plan.
The government is expected to start reducing spending for the October budget and says it'll target rorts and waste, but it's unlikely households will get much immediate relief as they feel the growing financial pain. Krishani Danji, SBS News.